Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northwest between 10 and 20. Tonight, clear skies, frost, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies early, then increasing clouds, isolated rain showers in the afternoon, upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers. We'll see lows around 40 degrees. Right now, it's 39.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A new study out shows the impact of eliminating the stepped-up basis tax provision. Correspondent Michael Clements shares the results of that study.
The American Farm Bureau Federation and the Family Business Estate Tax Coalition just released a study showing the damaging impact of eliminating the stepped-up basis tax provision. Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says doing so will hurt jobs and the economy.
A study that we had commissioned by Ernst & Young found that overall in the economy, the elimination of stepped-up basis would lead to a decline of 80,000 jobs each year for 10 years. And in the long run, 100,000 job decrease each year. It would also cause a $10 billion decrease in GDP each year, which, again, over a 10-year budget window is $100 billion.
Nye says the increased tax burden would lead to less investment in things like machinery or farmland.
The elimination of stepped-up basis would increase taxes, of course. That increase in taxes makes each project that a potential investor might complete all the more expensive. That means that there's probably going to be a decline in investment.
For farmers and ranchers, the elimination would make passing on the family farm to the next generation more challenging.
A long-standing provision of U.S. tax law is that a capital gains tax is not imposed when assets are transferred at death to an heir. Furthermore, tax law allows the heir to increase their basis in the asset to fair market value without paying capital gains tax. This is referred to as a step-up of basis. By eliminating step-up in basis, it means more capital gains taxes have to be paid, which makes it all the more challenging to get that business to be viable for your heirs.
Find the study online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more Ag News online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While the Kansas Department of Labor continues to try and fend off scammers and fraudsters stealing money from the unemployment agency, and now the department has found a new issue they're trying to resolve after one individual accidentally hacked into the system just using their Social Security number.
I can't be the only one to have found this. I don't know why other people wouldn't have reported it, and I have a feeling that that scammers have found it. I mean, it was so easy to do, and I didn't even mean to.
That was Lisa Hurst on KWCH News. Republican State Representative Sean Tarwater says that may be one of the ways that the KDOL had lost nearly $600 million to fraudsters over the last year.
And what we think was happening, some of this thing was happening, was that these bots were just shooting Social Security numbers randomly into our system because of the loophole that was there. And if they happened to guess a Social Security number correctly, that so somebody that lived in Kansas, they were able to download all their information.
Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Kansas officials have issued a new, more optimistic fiscal forecast for the state government and projected healthy cash reserves through June of 2022. The new forecast yesterday gave some Republican lawmakers new ammunition in pushing for state income tax cuts over Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's objections. The fiscal forecast revised as the state projected tax collections during the current 2021 budget year, which ends June 30th, upward by nearly 4%. The forecasters also made small changes in the projections for tax collections for the 2022 budget year, increasing the total revenue by $38 million. Legislative researchers projected that Kansas will have roughly $1.15 billion in cash reserves by June 30th. In other news, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation says it's begun an investigation into the death of an inmate at the women's prison in Topeka. KSN News reports that the 35-year-old Jessica Chapman died on Monday this week at the Kansas Department of Corrections TCF Women's Prison. The death was confirmed through the Kansas Bureau of Investigations because the Kansas prison system did not send out news releases announcing the death. At American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska is inching closer to building a new $230 million prison after state lawmakers approved design and planning money for the proposed facility to replace the state's oldest prison. The measure won final approval despite objections from a few lawmakers who said the state should be spending money on housing, education, mental health services, and other priorities. The funding includes $14.9 million to help state officials plan and select a site for the prison that would have 1,512 beds and house minimum, medium, and maximum security prisoners. The prison would replace the 152-year-old Nebraska State Penitentiary, the state's oldest prison. With temperatures this morning again in the low 20s in southern Nebraska, Nebraska weather forecasters say today marks the beginning of the climb out of the deep freeze. In fact, by Friday, we could see temperatures close to 70 degrees. Mid-America Network News.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty at Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty at Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty at Ford. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty at Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty at Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty at Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The community is invited this evening to a public presentation regarding plans for completion of improvements at Marysville High School's Homer Hansen Stadium. Renovation of a 1930s era football stadium were undertaken by volunteers several years back, and the group has teamed with the Bulldog Boosters to raise funds toward adding artificial turf, expanding the track to 8 lanes, and completing reconstruction of a 1950s press box atop the stadium. A lead donor for the $2.7 million project was announced last week, and final planning continues. The effort will complement recent renovations of the south of a junior high building and extension of the ag complex. Work could begin as early as this spring, according to Jeff Dankenbring, who is among organizers.
I would say there's three phases to the project as we're moving forward today. The first phase, and I think I can announce our plans are moving forward. We have support. This is also 100% private funded versus the school and the school board voting to spend school money on this. It's 100% private funded. We've determined that cost to do this will reach upwards of $2.75 million. And with that, the phase one project is the field turf and the track. And the track turned out that it's a simple, like, 3 degrees turn of the track will allow us to keep all the buildings and everything as it sets around the stadium, but we'll be able to add the eighth lane.
The public is invited to the kickoff meeting at 7 tonight at Landall Lanes in Marysville, which will include draft renderings of the proposal as well as benefits of the project. Longtime Marysville Schools teacher, administrator, and coach Bert Lord expressed his excitement for the efforts during a public affairs conversation on KNDY last week.
Once we would get this completed, we would have one of the probably the best facilities in the state of Kansas, I would believe. Basic use of this would be able to be used by PE classes, the band, different as classroom, even classroom classes can go down there and use the field at the same time. I know myself as coaching softball, to be able to go down there on a muddy day to be able to hit some ground balls for both softball, baseball. I know different groups use it for Relay for Life and things like this. This will give them more access to use it in all kinds of weather.
Bulldog boosters and alumni, as well as the community at large, are also encouraged to participate through contributions, continued fundraising efforts, and in-kind donations through labor, services, and materials. Deb Bloomer is a member of the Bulldog Boosters.
We've established an email account that is hhsc@bluevalley.net. Homer Hansen Stadium Committee at bluevalley.net. And as Jeff mentioned before, Julie Haggard does a great job of keeping the Homer Hansen Stadium Facebook page updated. So please, if you don't follow that page, click like on that. And it's always full of great information. And we'll have a lot about this project on that page.
Dr. F.M. Max Beam, age 95, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Visitation at noon. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dr. Max Beam. Deanna D. McAtee, age 80, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Private family service will be held at a later date with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Deanna McAtee. Milton E. Vidosh, age 92, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church of Odell. Burial in the Odell Check Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 3:30 until 8. Thursday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8. At the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Milton Vidosh.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, high pressure system has moved in behind all of that mixed precipitation we saw yesterday with that cold front. We'll continue to see that high pressure system as we head into tonight. Early for tomorrow, bringing us some dry weather before our next system brings us more chances for some scattered rain showers, it looks like, as we head into Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, continuing into Friday. The good news is we'll start to see a little bit warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 50s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunny early, then increasing clouds, isolated rain showers in the afternoon, upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers around 40. As we head into Friday, we'll continue the chance of rain, lower 60s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 69, record high on this date, 94. The average low, 44, and the record low, 21. Sunset this evening, 8:10, sunrise in the morning, 6:41.
They snore, drool, and make funny noises, and millions of people still love them. It's all about the bulldog today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 21st, the 111th day of the year. It is Queen Elizabeth's 95th birthday, and it's also a day to celebrate bulldogs. The first references to the breed go back to the 1600s. Their name came from their jobs as bull baiters, which was made illegal in 1835. The name stuck, and even though they look tough, they tend to have gentle dispositions. The bulldog is the mascot of the United Kingdom and of the United States Marine Corps, as well as 39 American universities. So snuggle up to your favorite bulldog today. Just don't mind the drool. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get pet tips and learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you. Bruce's Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation. Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Wednesday. Brandon Lowe, Austin Meadows, and Mike Zunino homered, and Tampa Bay's pounded out 17 hits in a 14-7 rout of the Kansas City Royals yesterday at the K. Meadows, Randy Arozarena, and Joey Wendell had three hits each, and Manuel Margot and Yoshi Tsugo had three RBIs apiece. The Rays roughed up starter Brad Keller for five runs in 1 2/3 innings. Keller allowed three hits and walked three, including Lowe, to load the bases on his final pitch. Jake Newberry relieved and walked the next two batters to give Tampa Bay a 5-0 advantage. Carlos Santana homered and had two hits and three RBIs for the Royals. Patrick Mahomes says he received the COVID-19 vaccine to protect his daughter. KNBC reports Mahomes said Monday he got the vaccine to help protect his 2-month-old daughter, Sterling Sky. And the Royals wrap up the series with Tampa Bay tonight, first pitch 7:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The owner of the Las Vegas Raiders has taken responsibility for a controversial tweet following the verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. More from CBS News correspondent Monica Ricks.
The tweet read, "I can breathe, 4/20/21. It was posted on the team's official page, receiving almost immediate backlash. Raiders owner Mark Davis claims the wording was a reaction to George Floyd's brother, who said, quote, "Today we are able to breathe again," after the jury handed down its decision. But he says he didn't know the words had been a battle cry for supporters of police in New York after the death of Eric Garner in 2014. Davis tells reporters he's not embarrassed by the tweet, but he is disappointed if he offended anyone, especially Floyd's family. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
And the Wichita State softball head coach, Christy Bredbenner, has celebrated her 600th win. Rick Averett with your Wednesday Kansas Sports on the Mid-America Network.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueriverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
Maximize your onion harvest by selecting the variety suited to your daylight hours in the region. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Onions are photoperiodic, meaning they are influenced by the length of daylight. Short day onions form their bulbs when days are 10 to 12 hours long. They're planted in fall in zone 7 and warmer for a late spring harvest. Northern gardeners can plant them in spring along with their other vegetables, but the bulbs will be much smaller. Long day onions need 14 to 16 hours of daylight to form their bulbs. These are popular in zone 6 and colder where they are planted in late winter or early spring. Day neutral onions form bulbs with 12 to 14 hours of daylight. They're ideal for zones 5 and 6, but work well in all regions except South Florida and South Texas. Plant these in fall in mild climates and early spring in colder regions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When I was in fifth grade, I wanted to play the trumpet. My parents scratched together $300 for a used trumpet, the one I still play today. It was a lot of money back then. It's just a good thing I didn't want to play the banjo, for that may have cost the entire farm. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. One of the things you'll find at the American Banjo Museum, of course, is a lot of banjos. But if you know little about the instrument, you'll probably be amazed by what you find here.
A least expensive banjo out of the jazz age for a professional was about $125. The same company sold an instrument for $1,250 that didn't sound any different. It just looked really pretty.
Johnny Beyer is executive director of the American Banjo Museum.
The banjos in our collection have got a very distinct commodity value. They have established values just like stock or any other collectible. Some of our banjos start around $3,000. They end up around $35,000 in general. But then we've got some very special banjos go all the way up to about $175,000 in our collection.
You may ask, exactly what does a $175,000 banjo look like?
Our most valuable banjo is a very simple-looking banjo that was made by Gibson back in 1937. But coincidentally, it has all of the musical tool elements, the sound elements, that today's banjo player, particularly in bluegrass, is looking for. Construction features that are the holy grail of banjos right now.
In fact, most of the second floor of the museum displays the wide range of valuable, decorative, and sometimes very expensive banjos.
Our museum is aimed particularly at people who know nothing about the banjo. They may be curious about where it came from and why someone would devote 21,000 square feet in downtown Oklahoma City to telling its story.
It's a museum devoted to an instrument that mirrors the history of our nation. Traveling the Countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern Saturday, April 24th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 743 Cherokee Road, northwest of Marysville. Selling a 22-cubic-foot refrigerator, a mini-fridge, tools including a lathe, bandsaw, jigsaw, compound miter saw, radial arm saw, roller tool chest. Items selling at 11 a.m. include a John Deere X310 riding mower, 42-inch, 5x8-foot metal utility trailer, 45-gallon pool boom sprayer, HomeLite 5600, 11.5-horse generator, plus several guns. Real estate sells at noon. This modern 3-bedroom, 1-bath home with partial basement and large addition is on rural water and sits on 3/4 acre tract. This personal property and real estate auction for the family of Alan Stern begins Saturday, 10 a.m., from Marysville, go north 8 miles on 77 to Valone Elm Corner, then 1.5 miles west. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
If your landscape is flat, add your own hills. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Building mounds and berms is an easy and attractive way to add interest and a new planting area as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Perfectly flat landscape is easy to mow, but it isn't very interesting. Build gently sloping mounds and berms to show off flowers, create a physical barrier, or even change a drainage pattern.
Anne-Marie van der Zanden is a horticulture professor at Iowa State University. She says when you're planning the dimensions, use simple math so the berm doesn't look like a volcano.
The berm should be about 4 to 5 times as long as it is tall. In order to make them look like an actual element in the landscape rather than just kind of a high spot in the landscape, they should be probably about 18 inches up to about 24 inches tall. Once you get more than about 2 feet, then you can start to run into some erosion issues.
Lay out the design you want with a garden hose. Crescents and curves are a lot more interesting than straight lines. Have the highest point of the berm at one end and gradually taper it down to grade at the other end. You could also have more than one peak. How you build and fill the berm depends on your available resources.
People will use poor quality soils or even a little bit of construction debris, little chunks of concrete or something like that. And then I like to recommend about 6 to 8 inches of topsoil on top of that. One thing that I see that people do sometimes is they don't put the good quality soil on top. The plants need something good to grow in, otherwise they're not going to do very well.
If you'll be planting trees or shrubs with deep roots, she recommends building the entire structure out of good quality soil. It's also a good idea to cover it with mulch or plant a ground cover to control erosion. Learn more about building mounds and berms at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
My kids get such a kick out of going through the car wash. They're mesmerized when the soap turns multicolored like a unicorn. And I, well, I love it when I have a freshly cleaned car. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, I get that same fresh car feeling when I use my resources to make a difference for others. God calls us to give to those in need. And one way you can do this on a consistent basis is to incorporate generosity into your overall financial strategy. You plan for things like car payments and cell phone bills and groceries, but planning how you're going to live a generous life should be second nature too. Does your church have any ministries that you could give to? Or maybe you know a family in need and you want to bless them with dinner. It could also be as simple as taking a friend out for coffee when they're going through a difficult time. So create a proactive giving plan. Your life will be filled with meaning and gratitude when you do. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sunlight, good for plants, but too much of it is bad for people. Some sun safety tips today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keep pollinator safety in mind as you plant treated seed this spring. Here's Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
To help protect pollinators and wildlife as farmers take to the field, be sure to read and follow the label, observe the wind speeds and direction, and eliminate flowering plants in and next to the field prior to planting. Reach out to beekeepers in the area and work together to keep the bees and crops healthy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
The most common cause of skin cancer is UV radiation from the sun. Due to greater time spent outdoors, agricultural workers are at increased risk of developing skin cancer. Fortunately, there are ways to reduce one's risk of skin cancer.
That's medical student Michelle Buonomo, who is involved in the Dermatology Interest Group at the University of Minnesota.
Farmers experience greater UV exposure than the general public for many reasons. Some of these reasons include spending long hours in the midday sun and working from May through October when UV exposure is highest in North America. A recent research study on farm workers and sun safety found that only 23% of farmers reported using sunscreen when outside for 15 minutes or more. They also found that some of the most common barriers to sun protection were the discomfort with wearing long pants and shirts and the inconvenience of wearing wide-brimmed hats.
Buonomo's advice, try to do as much of your outside work early or late in the day and limit midday sun exposure. Wear waterproof sunscreen with an SPF rating of 30 or higher and reapply it frequently. Also, wear protective clothing and sunglasses and get any suspicious skin issues checked out. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor Zero Turn Mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, it has been unseasonably cold across much of the United States for the last several days. And there is a reason for this. According to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, he says a meandering jet stream is likely the cause for the colder air across much of the country.
Part of the reasoning behind this, and it's still being studied, is that with the warming Arctic and the mid-latitudes also warming, but not as much as the polar regions, that creates a more meandering jet stream. And when you get into the springtime, a meandering jet stream can deliver unusually cold air from the polar or Arctic regions deeper into the south than you would normally expect for this time of year. And we have had that type of pattern setting up in the last couple of weeks and has delivered some unusually cold air that seems to be peaking this week. So yet another fairly late season freeze.
And in fact, we do have another freeze on tap for much of the central part of the United States once again tonight. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online, kscorn.com. Well, the cooler temperatures are impacting soil temperatures as well. 47 to 49 degrees in most of the southern half of Kansas. A few spots a bit warmer, a few spots a bit cooler. 42 to 45 degrees in the northern one half of Kansas. A shade cooler in the far northwest corner. In Oklahoma, 49 to 52 degrees over most of the state. And we've got some southern counties that clock in at 53 to 56 degrees. Remember, it wasn't too long ago they were talking about near 60s. And in the panhandle, 47 to 50 degrees across the panhandle. So significantly cooler than we saw just a few days ago. Ag News, soil temperature reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Fresh Leaves, cleaning up our lot and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires for within.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are ripe for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation celebrating Farm Bureau County Leader Week, coinciding with National Volunteer Week. Michael Clements shares how you, too, can celebrate and get involved in your community.
The American Farm Bureau Federation encourages farmers and ranchers to get involved and volunteer in their community as part of Farm Bureau County Leader Week and National Volunteer Week, April 19th through the 23rd. David Hafner, a Florida farmer and current County Farm Bureau president, says it's important farmers volunteer in their community.
The general population has really lost connections with the farms, and they don't really understand now where their food comes from and the fiber they wear. So for farmers to volunteer is really an opportunity to build a relationship with the people in the community.
Hafner says doing so can be as simple as just saying yes.
We need leaders in agriculture now more than ever before. It's not the size of your operation that matters. It's the size of your heart that will make you a true leader. Say yes when you're asked to pull the parade float with your tractor. Say yes when you're asked to join the extension advisory committee. Say yes when you're asked to give your testimony before the county commission meeting. By saying yes, you're opening yourself up to opportunities, and these opportunities opportunities are not only going to benefit the organizations to which you're giving your time, but they're going to benefit you.
To celebrate Farm Bureau County Leader Week and to help farmers get involved, Farm Bureau is offering a series of webinars next week.
It starts with just how to be a board member, and then it goes into what does it really take to lead the County Farm Bureau. There is another session on planning to make sure that you have your focus in the right place. Another session is focused on advocacy and policy development. And then finally, it wraps up with your membership cycle.
Find the webinar series online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If you need a reliable contractor for residential basements, foundations, retaining walls, as well as driveways, patios, and sidewalks, call on Inline Construction. Quality work at reasonable rates. They do ag and commercial work as well, including building and grain pads and commercial approaches for existing buildings. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525.
Organic corn farmers don't have a lot of seed options, but they will soon thanks to an organic seed breeding program on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Organic industry is growing fast, but there is not enough seed corn tailored to the needs of organic farmers. Funded by the USDA, scientists with Iowa State University and the University of Illinois are charged with developing an organic corn seed breeding program. Martin Bone is an associate professor in the Department of Crop Sciences at the University of Illinois. He says their work focuses on developing germplasm that is improved for yield and more tolerant to stresses that organics face, such as weed pressure.
Specifically, we are addressing the need in the organic poultry industry to have grain that is increased in methionine. This is an amino acid that is critical for the production of poultry and eggs. Then, in addition to this, we are trying to create a pollination barrier between their organic production fields and their conventional neighbors.
He says the germplasm base they develop now is just the starting point.
The idea is to make it as broad as possible so that we can utilize that genetic diversity that we capture in this base population for a long-term breeding effort. So we are not in for a short haul. We are actually developing the base germplasm that allows us to develop new hybrids and new inbreds for the long term.
Bone says they hope to have new hybrids for yield testing within 3 to 4 years. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the organic corn seed research at agriculture.com.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Nice plus signs for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat as we roll into the latter part of the day. May corn is up 19 and a half at 626. July's up 16 at 608. Soybeans are doing very well. May beans up 23 and three quarters, 1495 and three quarters. July beans up 20 and a half at 1478 and a quarter. The products are coming along well. Also, as a matter of fact, May soybean meal is up $1.30 at 411.70. July is up 90 cents at 415.60. Bean oil is looking good. May's up 195 points at 60.27. July's up 196 points at 57.10. And the wheat markets are doing remarkably well today also here in the middle of the week. May Kansas City wheat is up 14 and three quarters at 635 and a half. July is up 14 and three quarters at 642 and three quarters. Spring wheat and Chicago wheat are doing well also. Cotton seems to be having a pretty decent day in its own right. May cotton is up 67 points at 84.44. July is up 81 at 85.98. Now things come to a screeching halt when we turn over to the livestock complex. April live cattle down 77 at 119.80. June down 187 at 117.32. Back months are all down. April feeder cattle down 207 at 135.50. May feeders down 337 at 139.40. The back months and feeder cattle are all down by well over a dollar. So not a good day for fat cattle or feeder cattle. Hogs are struggling too. May hogs down 32 at 107.75. June down 170 at 104.65. So we've got issues across the livestock complex. In the metals markets, April gold is up $16.20 at $1,793.50 an ounce, plus signs for silver, copper, and platinum as well. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
He needs still water. There's a strong.
Darling, I'm sorry.
Been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.